Of the contributions examined, one-third of the donors could not be found, and a $1,000 donor denied giving a contribution, according to the report. The New York Post also had trouble tracking down mystery Hillary donors in October 2007. A search of Chinatown donors yesterday by the Post found several bogus addresses and some contributions that raised eyebrows. Xin Ke Cheng is listed twice in federal records for giving $1,000 donations to Clinton's campaign on April 17th. But the address recorded on campaign reports is a clinic for sexually transmitted diseases, hemorrhoids, and skin disease. No one at the address knew of a Xin Ke Cheng. Another donation came from a Shi Kan Cheng on Canal Street, but the address listed is a shop that sells knockoff watches and other pirated goods. The sales clerk there did not know the donor. Xiu Yan Wong, a cook in Chinatown, is listed as giving Clinton $1,000 on April 13. Contacted yesterday, she told the Post she had written a check. But it was on behalf of a man named David Guo, president of the Fujian American Cuisine Council, and Wong told the Post that Guo had repaid her for the $1,000 contribution. Such straw donations are strictly prohibited by federal law. In addition, yesterday's search by the Post also turned up several $1,000 donations from Chinatown that were made by cooks, dishwashers, a cashier, and a college student. The jaded Washington Post put it ever so mildly, "This appears to be another instance in which a Clinton campaign zeal for campaign cash overwhelms its judgment." What judgment? Shaking down employees was the route Tyler's Democrat donor and Hillary fundraiser Norman Chu took, too. The Hong Kong native raised money like a madman for Clinton and mostly Democrat recipients at every level of government, totaling more than $1.2 million in recent years. Former President Bill Clinton referred to the prodigious fundraiser at a gala dinner as our friend Norman Chu, and Barack Obama was the fourth largest recipient of Chu-raised funds. In September 2007, Chu was finally arrested after having evaded the law for 15 years over grand theft swindling charges. Chu pleaded no contest to those old charges and was supposed to serve jail time. Instead, he managed to remain a fugitive while raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars for Democrat candidates and office holders and posing openly for photographs with the likes of Hillary Clinton. The arrest took place after a bizarre train sojourn Chu took after skipping out on a California court appearance related to a felony theft conviction. He was apprehended in Grand Junction, Colorado. Former President Clinton, who left the White House up to his eyeballs in campaign finance scandals, retreated to Southern folksy talk when asked about the Chu scandal. "You could have knocked me over with a straw, especially when I heard the L.A. people had been allegedly looking for him for 15 years when he was in plain view," he said. Why such shock? Hillary Clinton's campaign had been warned directly by a California businessman in June 2007 that Chu's investment operation didn't smell right. No plausible deniability here.